Welcome to Shas Illuminated. Please enjoy the following shir.
We are beginning tonight's shir in Siman Reish Nun Dalad. We are up to Sif Gimel. We're on page 50, the third line. The Mechaber says in Sif Gimel, Im Ovar O Shochach V'Nitzlo B'Shabbos B'Isser. If one did the wrong thing on purpose or by accident, and he roasted on Shabbos when he wasn't allowed to, Aser, then that food is going to be Aser. The Meshavura says in Sif Katan Yotes, he was Ovar. What exactly did he do? Shenosam b'mezid samul chachashecha kolkach, that he placed on purpose so close to dark on Friday. Ad shelo hayo shuhus litzlos mi bodyom kamacha ben jusoy. He put the food to roast so close to Shabbos that it didn't have a chance before Shabbos to reach the point of macha ben jusoy. V'nitzlo bazman ha'aser, and therefore it got roasted in a time that it was aser. O sheshochach hatzali al gabe kira v'nitzlo b'Shabbos, or he by accident left the tzli on the kira and it got roasted on Shabbos. Afal pikein aser b'dyeved, still it is aser b'dyeved. Kedei shelo yavo lahasho. The reason why they asked her, even if it was b'shogig, because it was a common thing for a person to do it on purpose and say, I forgot by accident. So therefore, whether you did it on purpose, you did it by accident, if it wasn't roasted to the point of macha ben jusoy and you left it there before Shabbos, that is going to be usr. Sivkatan chaf, bein lo bein la'acherim, ad motzoi Shabbos v'chdei she'yosu ukelel b'simen reish and gimel siv aleph. When we say that it's going to be usr, it means both for the person who did it and for others until Motzei Shabbos, plus the time Motzei Shabbos it would have taken to do it on Motzei Shabbos. Says the Mechaber, Vaitis of Dalit, Peros she'ne'achol en chayin, fruit that are able to be eaten when they are raw, mutter litnam saviv ha'kedera, you're allowed to place them around the pot, afal pi she'yefsher she'yitzalu kodem chashecha, even if it's so close to Shabbos that it's impossible they'll get roasted before Shabbos, it is still permissible. We'll see more details of exactly what's going on over here in the Mishabura. Umiyah, however, continues the Mechaber, tzorach li'zor shelo yachzir ha'kisui, in this galo misha chashecha. But you have to be careful not to put the cover back on if it got revealed once Shabbos started. V'shalo lahosif alav, and also not to add on to the covering ad sheyitzolu, until it is roasted. Mipnei shememahir ligmor bishulam b'Shabbos, because putting the cover on or making the cover larger, that quickens the cooking process on Shabbos, and that is a problem. So we're talking about over here where the fruit are around the pot, but somehow the covering of the pot is also going over the peros. Let's see the Meshavura to see more details over here. Again, the first point in the Mechaber was fruit that are eaten raw, you're allowed to place them around the pot, even though it's impossible they'll go roasted before dark. Says the Meshavura, Sivkat Nachav Aleph, Sava Kedera, V'Hakedera Omedes Al Pitput, the pot is standing on this tripod, V'Tachter Yesh Eish, and under the tripod that has the pot on top of it, there is a fire. The Kamash Mulan, the Mechaber is coming to teach us, the Mutter Liten Kodem Chashecha Peros Saviva, that before dark, before Shabbos starts, one is allowed to put fruit around this pot, Afsha Peros Nogin Ba'ish, even though the fruit are actually touching the fire that is under this tripod, V'Nitzolen B'Shabbos Mechom Ha'ish, and they're getting roasted on Shabbos from the heat of the fire. That is still Mutter. V'Lo Dami L'Basar Batzar L'Beitza Hanal, it's not considered like what we just discussed earlier by the basar, the meat, or the onion, or the egg, the osir litnam, that you're not allowed to place them, elim kein nitzolu mibodyom kamacha b'nyusai. By those foods, we said if you want to place them in the fire, they have to be already roasted to a point of macha b'nyusai. Over here, when it comes to fruit that are able to be in raw, even if it's not cooked at all, you're allowed to put it there right before Shabbos. The hach over here, kevan she'ne'achol en chayin, since they are eaten raw, harehu ketavshul she'nesb Bashal Kamacha ben Jusoy. It's like a dish that's already cooked to Macha ben Jusoy. The whole point of something being cooked to Macha ben Jusoy is now it's edible. So these are edible raw, so even if they're not at any point of Macha ben Jusoy, being raw is like other foods at Macha ben Jusoy. Not only that, the Yoser Haim Tovim below Bishal Klal Mishar Tavshil Shinis Bashal Kamacha ben Jusoy. Actually, they taste better since they're totally edible when they're raw. When these fruit are raw, they taste better than other foods that need cooking that are at the point of Macha ben Jusoy, so certainly this will be mutter. V'lo asi l'chatuye, and therefore we're not worried that a person is going to come to stoke the coals to make it done faster, because it's considered already done. V'hodinokat seviv hakadeira, and that which the Mechaber expresses it in an interesting way, that it goes around the pot. V'lo nokat stoma demutter lidnei malaish. It could have just told us that you're allowed to put the food in the fire. Why is it talking about a case where you put it around the pot? So dover hahoven nokat, the Mechaber is just choosing the more common case. Ubiyameyam hayo regulus linhokein. That's what they used to do. They used to have a pot on top of a tripod with a fire underneath, and they put fruit on the fire around the pot down below. That is just what they did, so we chose that case. But huadin, putting fruit stam in a fire would be the same din. It would be mutter, even if it's not cooked at all or roasted at all before Shabbos. Inami, another reason why the Mechaber chose this funny case of a pot being there and them going around the pot. Mishum dinakisui dinokap asefa deshav bekedeira nakde. Because of the second part of the Mechaber, where he talks about the covering of the pot, which is also somehow covering the fruit, so he sets up the case initially that way to lead into his second discussion. But really, again, huadin, just fruit in the fire, not being roasted at all before Shabbos, will be mutter. The Mechaber then said, even though you put them in the fire, or around the pot in the fire, so close to Shabbos, they won't get roasted before Shabbos, it's still fine. And it's not similar to the case of an onion in Sif Beis, that we said if it wasn't roasted at all, it's going to be Aser. Even though, as we know, an onion could be eaten raw sometimes as well. An onion eaten raw is not as good as apples eaten raw. Apple is 100% normal and regular to be eaten raw. Onions, it's not as normal to eat it raw. And so too by any other food that it's not good to eat it raw, like apples of the forest, the kadomer, or similar things, Aser, kabatzel, ubeitza, hanal. That would follow the din of sif beis by the onion and the egg. So this sif is bedafka things that are eaten 100% just as good when they're raw, or even better when they're raw. Anything else that, even though it's eaten a little bit when it's raw, but if it's better when it's roasted, it follows the din of the onion and the egg. Sif katan chav gimel is going on the next point of the Mechaber, where he said that even though you're allowed to put these food around the pot, you have to be careful not to return the cover of the pot if it got revealed once Shabbos starts. Says the Mishnah Berurah of Gimel, after Mitzara Kadeira, even though when it comes in terms of the pot itself, im nizgalu b'Shabbos akisu ishalof, the cover of that pot falls off, shekisu milamalo shalo yitzdanin, that you covered it so the food shouldn't get cold, mutar lachzur l'chasoso, in terms of the dish inside the pot, you are allowed to put the cover back on, v'chein lahosef alav, and also to add a larger cover is fine, kidl akamon b'reishin and zayin sivdalin, shom hakadeira kfar nizbashlo mibodyom, that's talking about a dish that's in the pot that was already fully cooked from before Shabbos. That's why by covering it, you're not adding to the cooking. Over here, the fruit that are around the pot that are going ahead and cooking on Shabbos, and the kisui somehow is also over these fruit that are outside the pot. So through the covering of the pot, which is also covering the fruit, it quickens the cooking process. That's usr. That's actually doing cooking on Shabbos. Sif katan chav dalet is shememahar ligmor. It quickens up the cooking process. V'kol shekein sha'usr lahanicham b'Shabbos gufa samach latanur kedei litzlos. If you're not allowed to put the cover on top of the pot, which is also covering the fruit and quickening the cooking process on Shabbos, so certainly you would not be allowed to put these fruit by the fire, close to the fire, in order to roast on Shabbos. And even if you put it there before the fire is actually made, and then a guy lights the fire afterwards, it's still going to be usr, kidl el besov simen reishon gimel. Like we saw earlier, it's like one person bringing the pot, another person bringing the fire, so the first person who brought the pot, even though there was no fire there, but that itself is going to be an issur rabbanan. Here too, if you're putting them down even before you light the fire, that would be an issur rabbanim. Haval kodem chashecha mutter liten osam al tanur cham o bikochlin. However, before Shabbos, you would be allowed to place them on the oven that is hot or on the kochlin, which in the Targum 3 on the bottom says min tanur chimum. It's a kind of oven that heats up, shahayu me'alav ob'ovid afnosav bate kibul, that has on top of it or in the thickness of the walls, it has some kind of receptacle. Placing it there before Shabbos will be mutter as well. Continues the Mishnah Berurah, v'dayu shenod demashi tarnu liten osam lechatchila samuch lechashecha haynu kodem lashia. That which we matter over here in this sif and sif dalid to place it lechatchila close to dark, it means before Shkia. V'ayin b'simin reish samachalaf b'din ben hashmashos. We'll see later on in reish samachalaf the laws of ben hashmashos, which would be after Shkia, before Tzeisok al-Chavim. Let's go weiter in the Mechaber, and we'll do at least the beginning of Sif Hei. Says the Mechaber in Sif Hei, ein nosin samach l'chashecha pas l'tanur. One is not allowed to put bread in an oven close to Shabbos. Elo kedei sheyikrumu paneha hamudubakim betanur. Unless there's enough time before Shabbos to have the face of the bread that's attached to the oven to be crusted over. Now, in the olden days, when they baked bread in an oven, they stuck the bread against the wall or on the floor. So there's two sides, one of that stuck to the oven and one that's more facing the fire. So the Mechaber says you can't put bread close to Shabbos on the wall of the tanur unless there's enough time before Shabbos to have crusted over the face of the bread that is stuck to the tanur. The Rama sticks in an explanation of what it means, sheyikrumu pirish, sheyala al pnei alechem krum uklipa mechama sa'ish. It's some kind of membrane or crust that crusts over on the bread. So as long as the crusting will happen before Shabbos, that will be good enough. Velo charara agabe gecholim, and you can't place also another type of loaf on top of coals, elu kedei sheikrumu paneh shekneged ha'esh, unless there's enough time before Shabbos to have crusted over the face of that charara that is facing towards the fire. The Rama says, "V'chol she'pursa ve'ena chutin imshachim karu krimas panim." What's another sign to know if it's really crusted over? So says the Rama, if you break a bread in half and it's not stringy at all, that's a sign that there was already a crusting of the face. In other words, these two things are coming at the same time, the crusting of the face of the bread. At that point, the bread is going to be cooked enough, baked enough, that it's not going to be stringy inside. Like we know, raw dough is stringy inside. So says Rama, that will be a sign that it has krimas panim. Then the Rama says, upashtida opladin tzarech sheyikrumu paneh l'mala ulamata. When it comes to pashtida, which is some kind of meat roll, there's dough on the bottom, dough on the top, and meat or fish, something else filled in the middle. So then we need that you have crusted the face on the top and the bottom, the isbashel masha besocha kamacha ben jusai. And we also need whatever's in the middle, the meat or the fish, also to be cooked to a point of macha ben jusai, a half cooked or a third cooked. So it seems to be more machmir, the case of pashtida, the pladim. We'll see exactly if there's a machlokas here between the Mechaber and the Rama, or really they're just discussing different cases, and therefore they really agree with each other. But that's where we'll stop on the top, and let's begin the Mishnah Berurah now in Sifkot and Chaf Hei. So again, Sifkot and Chaf Hei is going on the first point of the Mechaber, that you cannot put bread into the oven before Shabbos unless there is enough time. Sheyikrumu paneh hamadupakim betanur. Says the Mishnah Berurah, kedei sheyikrumu paneha mi bod yom, that before Shabbos it will be crusted over. Once we know that the bread is going to get crusted over, so then we're not worried that you're going to stoke the coals to make it better, because that will really make the bread worse. Sifkaton chavav, the side of the bread that has to be crusted over, the Mechaber said was the side that was medubak batanur, the side that is facing and is attached to the oven. V'ha'achronim hiskimu duhadin desagi im miskorein paner shekeneget ha'ish. The achronim agree that it's lav dafka, that not only is the side facing the oven crusted over going to be good enough before Shabbos, but huadin, it will be good enough if the other side that is facing the fire got crusted over, that's just as good. V'efshir degam ha'mechaber sviru. And it could be that the Mechaber really agrees to that as well, that really it's either side. So why does he choose the side of the bread that's facing the oven? So says the Mishnah Berurah, v'hadinaka paneh mudubakim, and the reason why the Mechaber chooses to discuss the case of the bread that's facing the wall of the oven, svirle dezo yoser kal miskarim, because he holds that's the side that gets easily crusted, it gets crusted earlier in general. But if you have a loaf of bread that gets crusted on the outside before Shabbos, that would be good enough. So many say the Mechaber is Ladafka, he's just choosing the case that normally happens earlier, but who then he agrees really with what the Achronim say, that either side getting crusted over before Shabbos starts would be good enough. And there's no difference if the baking of the bread is happening on the floor of the oven or in some kind of mold. Look later on in the Rama. So what the Mishnah Berurah means over here is, look at later on in the Rama that argues in the Mechaber. Because the Mechaber says that one side is enough, right? Either specifically the side against the wall, or like we just mentioned, maybe either side, but you only need one side. And the Rama we saw by the Pashtida, and the assumption right now is that he agrees by a loaf of bread also, you need both sides. So the pashtus of this Mishnah Berurah, Ayin L'Kamei B'Hagah, is that the Rama argues on this Mechaber. But then the Mishnah Berurah says, "Va'ayim bebir agra behagab shebesamuch." Look in the Gura who goes on this Ramah that we're going to see shortly, and we'll see the Gura quoted later on in the Mishnah Berurah. The dafka ima pas dak. Is dafka, if the bread is thin, that's when the Mechaber is saying that one side is going to be enough. Aval imhu av eino misbashel mehera. But if the bread is going to be a thick bread, it's not going to get cooked quickly. V'tzaruch she'anikrom ha'ponim ha'tachton she'keneged ha'tanur v'gam ha'ponim she'lemalo neged chalal ha'tanur. That case, if it's a thick loaf of bread, you'd need actually both sides to get crusted over. And therefore, the Gura explains that the Mechaber and Ramah are really not arguing. The Mechaber that says one side, whether it's only the side against the wall or either side, but if the side that the Mechaber only needs one side, that's only going in a thin loaf of bread. But if there's a thicker loaf of bread, then the Mechaber would agree to the Ramah, what the Ramah says by the Pashtida, and he would agree that both sides have to get crusted over. Sifkaton Chav Zayin goes in the beginning of the Ramah that tells us a sign that it's properly crusted over is if it's no longer stringy, if you would break that loaf of bread in half. Says the Mishnah Berurah Chav Zayin, the Einachutanim Shachim, it doesn't get stringy. Va'afilu imhaya hapas ova, even if the bread is thick, nami sagi bazeh hashir lukuyama, that shear of no stringiness is good according to everyone. The kevan the Einachutanim Shachim, since it's not stringy, bevada nikrum paneh heita, then we could assume for sure that the face is crusted over well, bein lamala, bein lamata, both on top and on the bottom. Sevkotun Chavches, on that Ramah as well, kari krimas panim, that sign of no longer being stringy is a sign of krimas panim, of crusting over of the face. All this discussion of needing it to be crusted over is only when the oven is not swept out of its coals or the coals are not covered. When it comes to a kira or our oven, which is like a kira, if it is properly swept out of its coals or the coals are covered, or you smear around the covering of the oven with tar so it's not easy to open, then everything is mutter. Any bread in the oven at that point is 100% fine, because again, the whole chash is shem yichata, you might soak the coal. So if the oven is sealed over, or if the oven is swept out of the coal, so there's no problem of shem yichata, that which you require a certain level of baking, that's only when there are coals there and there is the possible concern of shem yichata. Sifkaton Chavtes goes on the Ramah that says the pashtida or the pladim, which are these meat rolls or fruit rolls that have dough on the outside on both sides with something filling it in the middle. So then the Ramah said it has to be that the both sides are crusted over. Says the Mishnah Berurah Sifkaton Chavtes, Lamalu Lamata, Lamala Hainu Letzar Chalal HaTanur. The Lamala, the upper side, refers to the airspace, the side facing the airspace of the oven. Ulamata, and the bottom side, is Letzar Tachtes HaKli Shenef Isbo. That's the Tzad towards the bottom of the Kli that the item is being baked in. Look in the Magen Avram and the Taz that write, the Lefi Das HaMechaber La'el, according to the Mechaber that we had above, Sagi B'Shenikram B'Mokom Echel Avad, it's enough for one side to be crusted over. So that's like we said before, that the simple understanding of the Mechaber and the Ramah is that they are arguing on each other. The Mechaber only requires one side being crusted over, and the Ramah requires two sides being crusted over, even though the Mechaber is talking about a loaf of bread, and the Ramah is talking about this meat roll. But that first tzad of these achronim, the Magen Avraham and the Taz, is that they are having a machlokas. Omnon bebir hagra kosav. However, the gra that we referenced before writes, the lefishu of the enum mizbashel mehira, since this pashtida, this meat roll or this fruit roll, is thick and it's not quickly cooked, lekach lukuli alma beina milamala umilamata. That's why, according to everyone, you would need it to be crusted over on top and the bottom. So therefore, this is the gra that we said before, the Mechaber and Ramah not arguing. The Mechaber that said only one side getting crusted over is enough to leave it there before Shabbos, that's because he's talking about a thin loaf of bread. But when it will come to a thicker loaf of bread or pashtida, the gra says the Mechaber would agree to the Ramah that you need both sides to get crusted over. V'gam ha-dogo mervava kosav, de-lukul yam amodim bazeh. Even the dogo mervava holds that according to everyone by the pashtida, you need both sides crusted over. Omnam mitam acher, but for a different reason, not because because it's more thick, but rather the kevan de pashti the chelak elyon vechelak atatun einam migush echad. But rather, since the top piece of the dough and the bottom piece of the dough by the pashtida is not really one piece of dough, it's not one loaf. Because the filling of the meat or the fish or the fruit that's inside is what separates the two pieces of dough. It's like having two separate loaves. And therefore, each loaf, the top part and the bottom part, each needs to have its own tzad of being crusted over. So the Gra says, the Mechab and the Ramah are totally agreeing that just a matter of the thickness. The Dogel Meravava says that everyone agrees in the case of pashtida specifically, because the case of pashtida is like one loaf of bread on top of the meat, one loaf of bread on the bottom of the meat, and therefore each loaf of bread needs to have, according to everyone, krim aspanim on at least one side. V'chein kosa b'sefer Chemin Moshe, and so too writes the Chemin Moshe. Now the Ramah wrote, not only do you need the crusting over on the top of the pashtida and the bottom of the pashtida, you also need that it's going to be cooked out, which is inside of it, up to the point of Machal ben Jusoy. It says in Bishaburus of Katan Lamid, V'yisbasho mashe besocha, haynu mashe memalan ha-pashtida bosa v'dag muche agavna. It means that which is filling the pashtida, whether it's the meat or the fish, or whatever else it is, it has to be cooked, the im lokein. Because if the filling is not cooked to the point of Machal ben Jusoy, afshe karmu paneha, even if the outside is crusted over properly on both sides, still chayshinon shami yechata b'gecholam kadeshi yisbasho mashe besocha. We're still worried you might stoke the coals in order to cook that which is inside of it. And therefore, we need both criteria. We need, number one, that the outside, the dough on top and dough on the bottom, is properly crusted over, so you're not going to be stoking the coals to get that done more fast, because that's already done properly. And you also need that the meat or fish in the middle is cooked to a point of Machal ben Jusoy, like any other food that needs cooking, that you can do Shehiya once it's at that point. So at least according to the earlier Shita, the more lenient Shita, that Machal ben Jusoy is enough, then we're not worried you're going to stoke the coals in order to cook the meat and the fish on the inside faster. We'll stop here and continue with the rest of Sefei Mirtz Hashem tomorrow.
You have been listening to a Shear from ShasIlluminated.org. For other shiurim on many topics, or to hear an Iyun shiur on any daf in Shas, including Maor Mekaymus on each shiur, please visit www.shasilluminated.org. To order CDs or for more information, please call 203-312-SHAS, that's 203-312-7427, or email info@shasilluminated.org.